Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. And this, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. And you won't be disappointed. With that said, let me introduce my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I am great. Looking forward to a great show. Lots to get into. And we got Ephraim Salaam joining us at the bottom of the hour. Of course, he's San Diego State. He's an alum there. Their basketball team in the Final Four. We'll talk to him about that. And, of course, all things NFL. We got the Odd Couple crew. We got super producer Rob G in the house. Back from vacation, we got DJ Alex Teichert on the ones and the twos and on the update.
Hey.
That's right, the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley. All right, Rob, let's start here. We talked about it a lot yesterday. Lamar Jackson, and, you know, he made it public that on March 2nd, it's a long time ago now, that's almost 4 weeks ago, he made a demand for a trade, or he requested a trade, probably led or at least had a lot to do with why Baltimore put him on the non-exclusive tag so he could negotiate with other teams. Now, we talked yesterday about some of the teams that might show interest. It looked like Chris Ballard, the GM for the Indianapolis Colts, might have some interest. He certainly talked glowingly about Lamar. And Washington's a team everybody has felt like should have interest, but they haven't really. And Ron Rivera talked today, again, glowing about Lamar, but poured cold water on any notion that he was going to end up in Washington. So, Rob, I'm going to read you a few of these quotes, and we'll get into it. So let's go back to Indy. Jim Irsay, after Chris Ballard talked about yesterday, and we're not telling what we're doing, but he's a really special player and so on and so forth. Jim Irsay, Rob, came out strong against fully guaranteed contracts. He said it right here. As an owner, I do not believe in fully guaranteed contracts. I think that a percentage is one thing, but from what I've seen from the NBA and baseball, I don't see it as a positive competitively. For me, for the good of the game, boy, I don't believe guaranteed contracts would be good for our game at all. I don't think they make our game greater. I think it makes it worse. Let me quickly say what Rivera said, Rob, and then we'll get it. That's the meaty quote right there from Jim Irsay, because that's what we want to hone in on. But Rivera did say, as he glowed about Lamar, he also said that it's just too high of a price for them. He said, you look at the impact of what your roster building is and the assets we'd have to use to get him, what would the financial impact be? These are the things we'd have to think about. This is why we did what we're doing. We're roster building, I think, for the first time. So he said, honestly, we never really were in on getting Lamar as great a talent as he is. So, Rob, let's go to Irsay. And I have heard, and maybe you have too, and we'll ask Ephraim Salam about this when we talk with him. I've heard players, former players, Rob, say that they, you know, guaranteed contracts wouldn't be best for the players, or at least some of the players. And so I don't understand that. I think they've talked about movement or things like that. But we'll get into that with Ephraim. But what is your take on the Colts essentially not making a play for Lamar because of the fully guaranteed contract?
BS, nonsense, just tells you that people have done things a certain way and are trying to hold players back. The NBA and baseball is doing just fine with guaranteed contracts. Those leagues are not in trouble. The Yankees are worth $7 billion. I'm sorry. It doesn't hamper the league. It doesn't hamper owners. It doesn't hamper anything. It's about taking care of the people who are generating the money, and it's the players. That's all there is.
To your point, Rob, what is the, like, Baltimore? They offered, according to Adam Schefter, Lamar would have got $133 million guaranteed at signing, which might be the full guarantee. Then he would have had $175 million guaranteed against injury. And then $200 million guaranteed, but that extra $25 million really wasn't there because, like, he really had $175 million guaranteed, I believe. Is that $25 million really that going to break these billionaire owners?
No, and that's the con game. And, Chris, shame on the players. They've been brainwashed to believe in. Yeah, they've been brainwashed into believing that somehow it's some bugaboo and it's going to be bad for the league to guarantee. You don't have to guarantee anybody a 10-year contract in football, Chris, but a 3-year fully guaranteed contract. If he's good, guess what? He can get another deal. If he's not, you move on, they move on. I mean, I don't even understand why this is even a debate or a conversation. And it's all because the players, the 60% of the players only wind up with a cup of coffee and a sweet roll in the NFL. So they're not willing to give up.
Fight, right.
They're not going to fight. The majority of players, Chris, the 60%,
right.
They don't want to lose one paycheck. Okay, they don't want to go out on strike. They don't want to stand up for better health benefits. So when you have a big group of people like that who aren't invested in the long, I'm not going to play in the league for 10 years. I'm not going to play 12 years. And I'm not going to retire for 15 years.
I think they should fight for it, but I do get that. That's not like an illogical stance by some of these guys.
No,
if I'm only going to be in the league for 3 years, and I can get $3 million out of it, I'm not sitting out for a year and a half and costing myself a chance to make that money. I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but I understand.
Yeah, I get it.
That's tough.
Yeah, I don't. But that has to do with the union.
You don't understand it?
No, I don't. Because in those 3 years, Chris, you could be hurt and then have terrible health care benefits. That's what I don't understand to protect yourself. Where are you going to get the money? Okay, you got your three-year salary.
You got $3 million.
Okay, but where are you going to pay for your injuries and your care down the road when you're...
Well, they have some type of health care.
At 5 years, and then that's it. And then right. They got to go get Cobra and pay.
But I'm just saying, if you're a dude and you are like the 53rd man. And again, I'm with you in that I think the players should fight. But to act like, I just can't act like I don't understand where some of those cats are coming from. Because they're like, I'm not Emmitt Smith. I'm not Ezekiel. I got to get my little bit of money now. This is my chance to strike while the iron's hot. So
let me ask you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, what the union has to do is be inclusive so that they take care of everybody. And I'll give you a perfect example. And this is just, and I don't know what the number is now, Chris, but when I covered the Reds in the 90s, if you made the opening day roster, right? Rookie, opening day roster, your first day in the big leagues, you got the same exact check that every player in the league got. And you know what I'm talking about? For merchandising. So back in 1991, if you were a rookie
or Barry Bonds, the best deal. We know baseball has the best union in sports.
You would get amount of money is what I'm saying. Right.
Right. I get that. Let me ask you this. If you're like, look, if the Colts really are out, if the Commanders really are out, I mean, let's say that these teams really feel this way and nobody is stepping up because they don't want to give Lamar a fully guaranteed deal. What do you think he should do?
What I don't understand is he's not setting a precedent. It's already been done twice.
No, I'm with you, Rob. Yeah, I don't
even understand.
But I'm just saying, if nobody's going to give him the fully guaranteed deal, I'm all for sticking by your guns. Like I said yesterday, there's only one NFL. And if you can't get the money from any of these owners of these teams, then I think you got to play. Stand up, try to fight for what you're going to get. But at the end of the day, you need to play for the most you can get, even if it's not fully guaranteed.
No, I mean, if this is something that's important to him, it's worth fighting for. I'll just say that you wait for somebody to get hurt. Wait for a team. Wait for an owner to understand.
But they're still not going to give you fully guaranteed.
Well,
buddy.
But you don't know. I'm just saying, when the time comes, push comes to shove, and you lose your quarterback, or there's a situation, or something happens, where you say, you know what, we need to go get this guy. My God, look at this roster. Look at this team. All we're missing is a top flight quarterback. We had a home run in the draft. We did this. I think we could win this division. I think we could win this conference. We just need a quarterback. Somebody might bend. There's always one rogue owner. They don't stick together.
We saw it with Haslam, but they seem like they're sticking together now, or they just all feel the same way. But this is interesting. Let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Two questions. Do you have a problem, or do you agree with Jim Irsay in that fully guaranteed contracts in the NFL would not be a good thing? And secondly, what do you think Lamar should do? If he doesn't get a fully guaranteed offer, what do you think he should do? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, boat, ATV, RV, and more. And believe me, all your protection in one place is a beautiful thing. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Will Lamar Jackson's insistence on a fully guaranteed deal be his undoing? Your thoughts?
Reggie in Kalamazoo, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Yo, fellas, it's an honor. Here's why. One, Chris, I was born in Cleveland Heights, my brother. So,
oh,
man,
Yeah, dog.
I went to high school with Mel Tucker, and yeah, high school, same high school as Travis Kelce. And,
yes.
Sir, I live in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So I appreciate you two brothers more than you know, man, as African-American brothers. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
Here's all I want to say, gentlemen. The way to do this is Kirk Cousins. I can understand why Le'Veon Bell set out. Running back position is a tough position, right? And you're getting, what, an average of the top whatever running back.
And it didn't even work out for Le'Veon.
Exactly. Now, with
that.
Kirk Cousins, average at best, he took a franchise tag 2 years in a row, banked, what, $60-some million, and then turned around and parlayed it into another contract.
Fully guaranteed, because it would have been – it was less money for them. The unfortunate thing for Lamar with the franchise is that it's only the $32 million franchise tag. It's not even the exclusive $45 million. That hurts.
Yeah. Well, that's because how he played it. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't. It's still 32 plus. Let's say he does 32. And then next year, it's going to be even more. So you're looking at $70 million for 2 years. The quarterbacks are never really hit. Right, and he could basically temper his way he's going to play the game and then turn around and parlay that into another 3 or 4 year deal. That's the way to do it instead of holding out, right, and missing out on $32 million. And then we all know as a quarterback, you sit out a year. We don't know how you're going to come back and how good you're going to be, especially since Lamar Jackson is not an elite thrower slash, you know, reader of the defense. So one more year sitting out, I'm not sure that's the best way to go. But my brothers, I really appreciate you guys, man. You guys are I look to you as my mentor and my idols. Thank you, guys.
Thank
you,
man.
Keep doing what you're doing, baby.
Thank you. Good call. The question, the thought is sitting out isn't going to increase his market. You know, I don't think. They got a whole offseason to sign him, and sitting out, I don't know that may increases the market, but good call.
Call in Louisiana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call, man. I've been listening since day one, man. You guys are awesome. I think y'all do a great job.
Thank you, man.
Real quick, as far as Jim Irsay and the owners, I'm confused about why so many people are worried about billionaires' money. Who cares if they're not overpaying? You know, they have the money, all of them. They have the money. That's not a problem. I don't care if it's however much of it is guaranteed. They have it. And then I think Lamar should stick to his gun. I don't think that there is another Lamar Jackson out there. They set the market, the owners did. Not just with Deshaun Watson, but didn't Dak Prescott get like $70 million in 1 year?
Well, that was because of the way, the franchise tag situation.
And he had a broken leg. So that also trumps the injury-prone argument.
So why do you think nobody's going after Lamar? Is it because he wants the fully guaranteed deal?
I don't think that's really the thing, more so than the owners just agreeing that they don't want to get that started. They're just trying to
hold. That's the thing. Then that's it.
They can, and maybe they don't want this guy. Well, right. But maybe they don't want him to be the guy to start it, I guess. I don't know, but I just – like I said, that's just billionaires.
Well, I think I think this will get even more interesting, Rob, if Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert sign this summer. Or Jalen Hurts, too. You know what I mean? Like, what happens with their deals? So I think that'll be interesting.
I find it comical. Two other guys already had, like, they're making it like Lamar setting the standard where there have already been those deals. I don't know why, if I'm Joe Burrow, why would I not look at Deshaun Watson's contract either? Forget anybody. I'm looking at Deshaun Watson. He didn't get to the Super Bowl. He hadn't done this. He hadn't done that. He got a fully guaranteed contract. Why would you look past that? If I'm his representation, I would look towards that. I think you're crazy. The guys who bypassed it and just skipped over.
I was surprised when Kyler Murray didn't get a fully guaranteed. And Russell Wilson either.
I wouldn't allow that to happen. Exactly.
Crime. Yeah.
Pete in Reno, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, you know, Lamar made several mistakes here. I mean, he overplayed his hand, first of all. He's coming off injuries 2 years ago. He's never done anything in the playoffs. But the thing you're missing, it's not about the billionaire's money. The situation is the hard salary cap. That's what makes the NFL what it is. Makes the parity in the league. Any team can come up any year.
How did the Browns sign a Deshaun Watson to a fully guaranteed contract?
The Browns are idiots.
No. The but they did it, and they still fielded a team. It doesn't mean you can't field a team if you sign your guy to fully guaranteed.
I'm not saying it makes you can't be able to field a team, but it gives you no flexibility down the line. Yes, it does.
You can always defer money and kick the can down the road. It's a fallacy. Ask the Rams.
All of it.
No, ask the Rams. Ask the Rams who signed Matthew Stafford and all these guys and won their Super Bowl. Now they got a mess on their hands, but they did it. They won a Super Bowl. They got it done.
They did. You're right about that. But what else do they have to give Lamar besides a fully guaranteed contract? 2 first-round picks to Baltimore. He overplayed his hand.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
Ned in San Francisco, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
That last call, a perfect example of how they're trying to control this narrative, man. No, you can still build a team and
of
pay your players, man. This is how they want it, man. We know
they got fans brainwashed. They got fans brainwashed to tell them that they can't get it. They can't do it. Ask what the Rams did and how they won a Super Bowl. They gave Matthew Stafford a boatload of money.
And another thing, the Browns, that's precedent now. I don't care how terrible of a team you are. They're an NFL team. That's precedent now. That's really what all these youngsters should be pushing for, man. They got to come together. They need to strike. It's going to have to happen, man. They got to do it. I'm an NFL fan. I love the NFL. But guess what? They need to get paid, man. Or at the very least, they're medical for life.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got our man Ephraim Salam coming up around the corner. We'll get into all this with him. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, former NFL offensive lineman, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, and proud alum of San Diego State. Final Four qualifier. We bring in our man Ephraim Salam. What's up, man?
What's happening, man? Aztec for life. Just want to start off like that. Aztec for
Look,
life.
Look, we going to give you your time to gloat. But first, we got to go to the NFL. And let me read. You probably heard about what Jim Irsay said about fully guaranteed deals. But I'm going to read it quickly to you. As an owner, I do not believe in fully guaranteed contracts. I think that a percentage is one thing. But from what I've seen from the NBA and baseball, I don't see it as a positive competitively. For me, for the good of the game, I don't believe guaranteed contracts would be good for our game at all. I don't think they make our game greater. I think it makes it worse. Now, I've heard players say, former players, that they didn't think guaranteed contracts were good for all players too, because I've always felt like if any of the athletes deserve guaranteed deals, it's the NFL players. Where do you stand on this?
Well, as a player, of course, I think we should have guaranteed money. Now, with that said, the reality of the situation and that statement that Irsay said was true. Look at baseball and look at basketball, and look at the issues they're dealing with in terms of load management, in terms of you go on the DH. The DL for a hangnail. Like, it's just when the money's already in the bank and it's going to be in the bank, then not for all, but for a lot of players, the motivation just isn't there.
Totally disagree.
It's not there.
I think that's too easy to just spread that net and say that when people get paid, there's no motivation. Ephraim, I'm ashamed of you to say for you to
well,
say
first,
that.
First of all,
no,
you don't
no,
have to
I want
ashamed.
I want to say that you would paint a broad brush and say
I
that people who get
brush.
Guaranteed money aren't motivated.
The owners, let him finish, right?
I think that's terrible for you to say that about players. Baseball is an $11 billion business. And guys who are making, do you think Aaron Judge is going to lay down? He just got $360 million. Is his career over? He's going to take it easy now?
No,
come on,
I didn't
dude.
Say that. I didn't
Manny
say that.
Machado made $300 million.
Rob, let Ephraim speak.
I didn't say that at all. I said what happens is in football, what I was alluding to, Rob, I know you, anytime somebody starts talking about baseball, you go all crazy. I get it. I understand.
You said
I get
the NBA,
it.
Too, and I would challenge
but,
you on that.
Yeah, but please challenge me on that. Because guess what? Ben Simmons is about to get paid no matter what.
He has a back injury.
Hey, man.
He has a back injury. Are you a doctor? Did you examine him?
Let's talk about load management.
Please.
Let's talk about load management and the desire to not feel the need to play all 82 games. Right? That when the money became that big and that guaranteed, what is it? Like, I could sit this one out. It's a mentality. I'm telling
now,
you the truth.
I myself
played through injuries I had no business playing through because the notion in the NFL is, look, when you get replaced and they release you, it's over. Right? Like, they have outs in every NFL contract. To where they can.
That's because you guys
you
have a weak union. That's the only
Ephraim,
reason that
I've
is.
Heard players, ex-players, I can't remember, who were on. Were you on the, you know, involved with the union at all?
No, I wasn't. No.
Okay, because I've heard players say that whether it was just because it would hinder players' movement or what, that they, for, not just the competitiveness, they've talked about how they don't think it would be great, which baffled me. But I want to know what that argument is.
Yeah, it's you would think the landscape of sports and how it is, the one sport that should have guaranteed contracts would be football because of the risk of injury on every single play. Every single play in every game. But that's also the same argument for the owners not to have guaranteed contracts. If you're going to pay a player guaranteed money and they're not available to play, how is that a good business mindset? So I understand why an owner would say that because they've made billions of dollars building businesses, not with bad business practices. You get what I'm saying? Any one play, I'm talking about the first play of a fully guaranteed contract. Deshaun Watson could have went out there and tore his leg up and never played again.
Did he tear his leg up? Did he tear his leg up this year when he played?
No, no, no.
Did Kirk Cousins
got
a fully guaranteed contract? How many games has he missed?
He didn't.
It doesn't happen that often. It's a cop-out.
Well, he missed 2 years before he started playing.
It's a cop-out. It's a cop-out.
It's not a cop-out.
Yes, it is.
It's a reality.
You don't have to give. They give the NFL players phony contract. Here's a 9-year contract for an $80 million is guaranteed. And when we're done with you, we'll kick you out. And you'll never get any of that money that you bragged about or told people you signed a $200 million contract because it's phony. I'd rather them give you a real 3-year contract.
Yeah, I know. After, I'm still looking for $5 million from Denver, man. I know.
There you go. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. But what I'm saying is from an owner's standpoint, good business practices wouldn't be, let's guarantee everybody's contract, and each one of those people and players could have a season injury, ending injury or a career ending injury. It doesn't happen that often.
That's
but
why
the
they
notion
have insurance.
That it might.
So that, right? That being said, Ephraim, what do you, it seems like that's why there's not much interest in Lamar. That combined with, you know, on top of giving him a fully guaranteed deal, the 2 first-round picks. What do you think's going to happen with him? Do you think somebody's going to step up? Washington has said today, Ron Rivera, they're not involved. Jim Irsay shot down paying somebody a fully guaranteed deal. What do you think happens with him?
I think he sits out. I really do. I really think he sits out. I think he's going to stick to his guns and sit out on this franchise tag.
Do you think he'll – I mean, do you think that increases his leverage?
Well, I think it the longer it goes, the more it diminishes his value. In terms of – you know how the league is, man. And for us to say that the owners don't speak to each other about what they want right. to happen moving forward, right? That's why there was such an uproar from all of the owners except for the Cleveland Browns because of that deal.
So how come they didn't speak to the Cleveland Browns before he signed that deal? If they all talk, how did that deal get done? Tell me how that got done.
Yeah, because the Cleveland Browns, they were just like, we're going to do what we're going to do. And the majority of the time, how did the deal get done
in Minnesota? How did that deal get done with Kirk Cousins, the first one?
That was a little different, though, Rock. That was less
different.
Money that's than they would have had.
It still was fully guaranteed. Coming off how did it get done, though? But it was still fully guaranteed.
Yeah, but that's a 2-year, 3-year deal?
3 years.
Right? 3 years for that. That's no money compared to 5-year, 230, fully guaranteed. Come on, that's a lot of money. And if that's the precedent, you got to remember, when we're talking about quarterbacks, we're talking about setting a precedent. And I can promise you, none of the other owners outside of the Cleveland Browns wanted to set that precedent. And that's what we're seeing now with the lack of negotiations with Lamar Jackson. It is what it is. You can say, well, they know, and they know this is a slippery slope. And if they do it, what
it
is
only
Justin
takes
Herbert
one
want?
Owner.
What is Joe
Ephraim,
Burrow going
to
want?
It takes one owner to decide to make a difference, and you know that. That's all it takes. He doesn't have to get everybody to agree, and there could be one guy who wakes up one day and says, "What am I doing? What am I doing here?"
That was the Cleveland Browns, and you see what happened. The other owners were like, "Yeah, we're not doing that."
We know you've been waiting for this. So
come on, man. You already know.
How in the world did the San Diego State Aztecs get to the Final Four? Explain that to us.
I'll explain it to you simply. Defense travels. When you look at what San Diego State has done historically on defense for the last ever, look back the last decade in terms of defensive efficiency. They played Alabama, one of the highest scoring teams and the number one team in the nation, all of that. They held them to 64 points. You go to Creighton, they're the highest scoring team in the tournament. You hold 83 points a game, you hold them to 56 points. This is what they do. They play offensive ugly, but it's a rock fight. They make you grind it out. They don't let open shooters have shots. This has been the philosophy of Steve Fisher. That's what he did. He tells every single recruit and every player that comes there, if you don't play defense, you can't play here, period. And that's what they do. Watching their games, you can see they switch everything. They're 10 deep. No other team in the tournament has 10 players that can come in and lead the team in scoring. But that's how San Diego State has built their roster. And they're older, right? They're older. They got grown men.
Right.
Adam Seiko's been there 6 years. Mensa's been there 5 years. These are grown men out there playing in a tournament that was wide open from the beginning.
You got recruited by them to play basketball, right? But you didn't play ball.
I did. I played both. I played both.
Oh, you
there.
Did play both?
Yeah, I played both there.
How many years did you play basketball?
I played one. I played my junior year.
Okay. So let me ask you this, because we're going to talk about this a little later. The ratings, you know, were the best ever the first weekend. This last weekend, they dropped. Do you think this is good? And this is not about just San Diego State, but having three essentially mid-majors, Miami, you know, just not prominent basketball programs in the Final Four along with UConn. Do you think that's good? Not taking yourself out, but just for the average, you know, college basketball fan, the people that would be watching, do you think this is good or bad for it?
Well, me personally, I think it's good, because if you watch these games are exciting. There's no lack of excitement in these games, right? There's real basketball being played. What we're realizing is the one-and-done system of the blue bloods and things like that, they're running into problems, right? This kid, the Miller from Alabama, he's going to get a top five NBA pick, right?
Right.
But what he did was he ran up against a couple teams in the tournament.
He struggled.
Locked him down. Like, he struggled. Like, this is what this is what basketball is about, and I love it. I love this formula and this aspect of it more than I do college football, because what this is telling you is any Division I team has an opportunity. Any Division I basketball team has an opportunity to win a national championship. Nothing speaks louder than that than this year and the teams we have in the Final Four. And I think that's a plus for college basketball. I think it's a plus for recruiting. Right? Now you gonna have 5 4-star recruits. They can go anywhere and still have an opportunity to play on the biggest stage. So all in all, I think it's a plus for college basketball.
All right. That is our man Ephraim Salam. We appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely. Hey, Rob, man, I love you, man. You need a hug, man. I love you. Next time I see you, I'm gonna hug you, man.
All right, man. Peace. Shekel City's around the corner. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant, players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned is doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. It's time for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, best bet, Grizzlies -6 hosting the Magic tonight in Memphis. Also, I'm going to take the Hornets +10, taking on OKC. OKC will win, but the Hornets will cover with the +10. And I'm going to take the Pelicans +8 in Golden State. Golden State wins, but the Pelicans cover that, lose by less than 8.
They've been playing well.
So there you go. Grizzlies, best bet. I got the Hornets +10 and the Pelicans +8. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Rob, this Bradley Beal story. After their game, he is being investigated, by the way, by the NBA or police, actually, investigation. And after their loss to Orlando, in Orlando, Beal was walking off the court. This is all according to the police report. And a fan said to him, "You made me lose $1,300, you expletive." Beal, according to the report, turned around, walked toward a friend of the man, the guy that made the comment, and swatted his right hand toward the man, knocking his hat off and contacting the left side of his head. And police have looked at video footage of the altercation, and they heard Beal say to the guy, "Look, this is my job and I take it seriously." And the man apologized, saying he didn't mean to offend him, but that's where it stands right now. The league's gonna have to suspend him just because you can't. As much as that guy was out of line, you can't smack a fan. And it wasn't the guy that said it; it was his friend, apparently.
No, because if fans start smacking players, it's both ways. You can't have physical contact.
Yeah, you just can't. I mean, the guy was wrong, and the league has shown, Rob, that they'll deal with fans that, you know, go out of bounds with the players. They've
thrown people
fans
out
from
for
arenas
just talking
and all that.
So,
right.
so to be physical with somebody is a mistake. It just is.
Right. But you think this is about to be not the physical part, but these types of criticisms are about to become commonplace?
Gambling. They got gambling houses inside the buildings. I was in Cleveland. They got I forgot what gambling outlet. I don't know if it's for whatever reason, I can't remember if it's but you could bet at the games now, right? You could bet at the games. And so fans are going to be mad. They're watching every little thing. If you don't get that extra rebound, or, you know, they might have a parlay, and if you got one more rebound in the game, they could have won $2,500, which for guys gambling like that, you know, is a big deal. A lot of money that they're counting on or hoping for or whatever. So I could see where people would be mad. You've seen it before when a team needs to score a certain amount of points to get a free chicken sandwich the next day. You know, and the guy doesn't get a free throw or whatever, and they're mad.
What do you think the load management, what the impact of that will be on the gambling? Does that cause a problem?
What part? Say it again.
The load management. The guy's not playing.
I mean,
if somebody plays a bet before they know, right?
Yeah,
a guy's,
I mean, that's
sitting
obviously
out,
yeah.
That's going to be a problem.
That's another thing. And then they don't let you know sometimes till the last minute.
Right.
Like, you got to be real careful because you just don't know who's playing, and you got to kind of wait till the very, very last minute. Sometimes I've seen this, the line change big time, and you go like, what's going on? And you realize somebody's not playing.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got 2 hours left on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Keep it locked.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and J Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.